It says that if Matzah Batinach Mushlach, if you found an abandoned baby in the city, you want to know if he's Jewish or not. If it's a Rov Goyim, you assume he's a Goy. If it's a Rov Jews, you assume he's a Jew. If it's 50-50, you assume he's a Jew. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Hochamacha Rov Mashlich, we go after the people who throw away the babies, or the Akum, and then the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Ad Kan Midivrei HaMishnah. The Rash brings the Gemara in Ksubis that Linyan Bikoch Nefesh, we don't consider him an Akum even though it's Rov Akum, because Einochem Bikoch Nefesh Achar Rov, and the reason is because it says V'chai Behem V'lo Sheyomus Behem. So the Torah tells us do everything you can to make sure that a Jew doesn't die, so even if there's a Rov of Akum, you still assume maybe he's a Jew so that no Jew comes to death. So it's told us in Yom in the name of the Re explains Morena Rosh HaYeshiva Rabbeinu Chaim Shmuel Levitz Hatzal that even though the Torah says to go after the Rov, if you could be and if so, we should be told that he's a goy. You're not allowed to be mechallel Shabbos to save him. Nevertheless, the Gzeiros HaKasuv V'Chai Behem tells us that we want to be mevatel the din rov l'tzarach hatzelus Yisrael. That's what the din B'Chai Behem tells us. Mevatel din rov l'hatzelus Yisrael. Or we can explain based on the Shita Mekubetzis in the name of the Rosh and Bav Metzia Vav Amid Beis that rov is also a suffix. And it's not considered a siri vada, and therefore when it says v'chai behem, where the gather is that the Torah wants that Jewish lives should be saved, it's not enough to have achra of a rov, because it's still a suffix, maybe he's a Yisrael, and we have to be concerned that Jews shouldn't die. So those are the two possible explanations as to why when it comes to rov, akum, and pikoch nefesh, we don't assume that he's an akum, we assume he's a Jew, either because even though the Torah says to go after the rov, B'chai Behem tells us not to go after the rov when it comes to saving a Jewish life, or because rov is only midin safek, and B'chai Behem tells us as long as it's not vaday that it's not a Jew, then you have to be choshish that he is a Jew, and memela save his life because rov is begeder safek and it's not begeder vaday. It says in the Mishnah if it's rov akum akum, and if it's rov Yisrael Yisrael, if it's mechta mechta Yisrael. The Gemara in Yuma Ksubis, Yuma Pei Amar Aleph, Ksubis Tesvav Amid Beis, we see that 50-50 is Yisrael is only in the Nezik, and that if his shore tam gored our shore, he has to pay. If his shore tam gored a shore Yisrael, and if it's Chetzi Chetzi, then he has to pay only Chetzi Nezik, because he can say to the Nezik, bring a raya that I'm not a Yisrael, and then take your Nezik Shalim. Tosus and Yuma Ksubis write that we could have explained the whole Mishnah as talking about Nezikin, which means that if Rov Yisrael is Yisrael, which means that if our shore gored his shore, we have to pay because we go after the Rov and we assume he's Yisrael, and therefore we have to pay. And if it's Rov Akum, he's an Akum, which means that if his shore gored the shore of a Jew, Shim Nogach Shoru, as shore Yisrael, he has to pay Nezik Shalem. Why if his shore gored a shore of Yisrael, he has to pay Nezik Shalem? Because even though the shore is a tam, but since we assume he's a goy, if it's Rov Akum, he has to pay Nezik Shalem. So Tosfos says that we could say that this Mishnah is talking kulo about Nezikin. And Tosfos is difficult to understand because we pass Kin Enochem Lomanachar Rov. So why would he go after the Rov Ben Yair, Lahotzimo? It's a Bishlem, and Rov Akum that Tosfos writes that he considered an Akum Rechayvim Nezik Shalem, as if he's an Akum, not if he's a Jew, he'd only be Chayiv Chatzin Ezek. We can say that Tosfos holds like the Shita Mukopes is the name of the Ramban and the Rashi and the Ra'ah, Tesfav Amid Beis, that a Goy doesn't have a Cheskes Mammon. And therefore, since we say that he follows the Rov Akum, and he doesn't have a Cheskes Mammon, so he merely has to pay Nezek Shalim when his ox gores our ox. But we still have to understand what Tosfos says, Shem Rov Yisrael Havik Yisrael Le'inyan Shem Nagach Tor Didan, if our shore gored his shore, then we would have to pay if it's Rov Yisrael. Why? How can you be mechayev a Jew to pay? Because ein ochem imomen achar harov. And Taka the Magid Mishnah writes that in Perek Tesvav Mechsur Bi Alacha Chavav that against Tosfos, and he holds that even though Rov Yisrael ein hamazik also chayev l'shalim, because ein hochin b'momon achar harov b'da'as haTosfos sarachiyim. What's Shantosis when they say that if it's Rov Yisrael, we would say that if our gore gores his, if our axe gores his axe, they would have, our axe, we would have to pay nezek shalem. Assuming that he's Jewish, how can you make such an assumption? Ein hocha moment achar rov. Shev Shmaitze discusses this Tosus and Shmaitze Dalet, Perik Vav. Anira bibir divrei Tosus as follows, says Moreno Rosh HaYeshiva Reb Chaim Zitzel. That in Sanhedrin there's a whole give and take. If you go achar rov, even b'dinei nefasha, so you don't go after the rov, since the Torah says, Vatzilu Eida, Frekta Chedushi Aran there. I don't understand the whole makor that you go after the rov. We learn in the Gemara in Chulin, Yad Aleph Amid Beis, from that Hori Ges HaNefesh, someone kills somebody else in the Arag, and we don't assume that the person he had killed was a treif, in which case he wouldn't be in Arag. So why is there a suffix that a rov is not effective but dinei nefashos? It's pashit. The whole makor of rov is by ritzicha, that we kill somebody even though he might have killed a treif. We assume he's not a treifa. So and we obviously follow rov even dinei nefashos. Answers the Ran that behoreg nefesh, you can't check if the horeg is a treifa, since the Torah says that you have to kill the rotzeach. So it must be that you go after the rov anashim that are not treifas. The Torah says you have to kill a rotzeach, and you don't know. It's mamish vati, they don't know that he's a healthy person. Maybe he's a treifa. Nevertheless, the Torah says you go after a row of people that aren't treifas. But where you could theoretically be mevarer, where it's not an absolute din that there's never going to be a vadai, and in this particular case you can't you don't know, so maybe you don't go after the row, because it says v'tzilu aida. If you can't be mevarer the din b'vados, it's v'tzilu aida. So that's the Ran's teretz. So lechor devei Ran tum, shari b'chol haTorah kuli yofinan meirotzeach leilech achar harov. You go follow rotzeach, to follow rov, even heichadef shelavarer, even if you could be mevarer, you still follow the rov. So why don't we say the same thing about the din of fashas? Even if you could be mevarer, but in this case you can't be mevarer, we should still follow the rov. So our shaila is, our kasha is, how come you're not following the rov? What's the tzad that you wouldn't follow the rov in dinei nefashos, when the whole makor of rov is dinei nefashos? And what's the difference? How can you? What's pshat nechiluk that the Ran wants to make? That no, that when it comes to rov by of a rotzeach, that he killed somebody who's not a treifa, there you can never be mevarer, so therefore he's killed. But in a case where you could theoretically be mevarer, in a halacha that would apply and that there would be a bearer, and in this case there's no bearer, then you can't kill, can't go after the rov. Why? In Kol HaTorah Kulu we learn from rotzeach to go after the rov, even if you could be mevarer, still you follow the rov. So why don't we say the same thing in dinei nefashos? So nira bebir dvarav is that Reb Shlomo Eger and the Tshuvas Rebbe Kiva Eger comments of Simon Kufzayin is machadesh that we go after the rov is a din vaday. It's not betaras tzliya that the nidon shelefenenu hu me'arov. Even if it's from the miut, nevertheless the din doy raisa to be noy kedin arov, since the Torah is kovei dinei sfekas al pi arov. So Reb Shlomo Eger thinks that this is true about every rov. And that's a huge chiddush, because it would seem that vaday we require a beir or gam or me'ikar hadin, and the din rov is effective only to be mevarer and machriya the mitzias, and we're told that the nidon shelefanenu who are rov. Normally, you need a beirer me'ikar hadin, and rov is machriya that we could be tole. That the nidon shelefanenu is part of the rov. That's pashtus, not like Rav Shlomo Eger. However, it would appear that we can be mekayim what he says ben miktsas partially, and that is that there are instances where there's a din Torah meikara al harov. For example, horig nefesh. There, the din Torah was said meikara al harov. So you can't be mevarer that the horig was a treif, and therefore the Torah was mechayiv misa al harigas adam sheish rov sheino treif. And even if klapi shmaya galia, that the Nirtzach was a treifa. Nevertheless, since it's not known to us, v'klapenu, who may rov b'nei adam she'enam treifa, the Torah was mechayiv somebody who kills him in Misa. So, Rav Shlomo Eger is correct in this case, in the case where you can't be a mevarer, there, even if he's from the miut, we don't care. There we assume that he's from the Rov, and even if he's from the Miyut, the person is still Chayiv Misa. Because that's a case where you just can't be a Mevar. We will never be able to know if this person was a Treifa. And that's the explanation of the Ran. That's in a case where it's impossible to be Mevar of a Torah's Vadai, so therefore it must be that the Iker Din Torah was Nosad, was established based on the Rov. Al Adam Zesh Al Pi Rov Hu Shalim. Normally this person's shalim. There the Torah says, Shaharko Chayav Misum Emela, even according to the Tzad, that the Harug is a Treifa, nevertheless the Harug is Chayav, because the Din Torah was Nosad Al Pi Rov. Because Al Pi Rov he's a shalim, and therefore the Torah says, Harug Chayav Misa, even if he's not a Rov, we don't care. Because this is not something that can ever be determined. So therefore the Torah says, follow the Rov, and even if he's from the Miyut, it doesn't matter, this person is still Chayiv Misa. The Gemara was mistabik if there's a possibility to be Mevayr, in such an instance, the Iker Din was set al Havadai. If the Iker Din was Nosad al Havadai, there we can be mistabik if we follow Nefashos Achar Rov, or maybe Chashin al Miyuta Mishum Vetzilu Aida. When it comes to the case of a Rotzeach, there we're not Choshish and Miyut because we'll never know. There was no set al piyarov, so we don't care about the miyut. But where, in a case where you could be mevarer, where there's a halacha that was no set al piyavadai, so who says there you file the rov? Maybe chashin al miyuta, we're choshish for the miyut mishum bad silu aida. So that would be pshat in the ran. But if that's true, then we have to understand how did the b'mar prove in chulin midin zeh that normally we go after the rov? We can say that shiny hoirig nefesh. She'ikar din Torah ne'amar b'tores v'aday ala rov. She'ahoireg adam she'esh roiv shu shalim chayv misa. So what's the raya from this din to a place where the ikar din was said ala v'aday? Alright, we're learning from here that you follow the rov, but we shouldn't learn. We can't learn from here that you can normally follow the rov. You can only learn from this case that you can normally follow the rov. Not normally follow the rov, you can only follow a rov where the whole din was nosad ala rov. But how do you know that you can follow the rov when the din was nosad ala vaday, was established based on a vaday? So the yishuv is that the only way we can say that the din was nikba al pi ruba da alma is because b'chol ha-torah kula we go after the rov. If stam, in a stam case, the rov was a safek ha-shakol, you can't say that there's a din Torah that was established b'makom mesuyam al pi harov b'tores vaday. It's the only case, the way that ritzicha, you can say that b'tores vaday, 100%, this person's chayav misa, because of the rov, is only because, normally, there's such a concept of rov, that you follow rov. And because of that, here you can say in the case of ritzicha, that it's 100%, that even al tzad, that it's a miyut, we still, the person's a treifa, the horeg is still chayiv misa, because that we can never be mefara that. So therefore this whole din was nosad al pi harov, but you can only say that a din is nosad al pi harov b'taras vaday, like we say by ritzicha, if in general we follow the rov. In the sefer Shari Chaim or Chaim Shmulevit, the Siman Lamed Zayin, he's marich, we had a shir Baruch Hashem explaining this based what we said based on this yisod. So based on then also, and Ksubas he talks about it in the Shari Chaim. So lefize yesh levar divrei atosis lenya tino kamushlach. We can also explain tosis vis-a-vis this tino kamushlach. That tosis holds that if rov Yisrael havi kisrael le'inyan shim nogach teira didon the teira didei chayev l'shalim lo, that if our shore gored his shore, we would have to pay if it's rov Yisrael. Aye, what about Enochem Momen Achar Rov? That's because Tosfos holds that the Torah is Mechayiv Beniskei Mamono. Rak al Shor Yisrael v'lo Akum was Nehmer Rak al Rov. V'chol Mokom Sheish Rov Shehanizik Yisrael Chiyav HaTorah HaMazik B'Torah Vaday. That whenever there's a Rov that the Nizak is Jewish, the Torah was Mechayiv the Mazik B'Torah Vaday. The reason we can explain is based on Rashi and Kedushin Samech Hesamid Beis that Laman Damar Akum Haba bas Yisrael havlat kosher. Harehu akum. Beton gerus. That according, this is, look there in Rashi and Kedushin Samaches Samad Beis, also in Tosin Kedushin Ayin Hamad Beis, Dibur Maslov Rebbe, and the Maharsha. So that the man de Omer that holds that a goy who has to be with the Bas Yisrael, the Vlad Kosher, what does it mean the Vlad Kosher? Vlad Kosher means that the kid is a goy and he requires gerus. That's the kashrus, that he's not a mamzer, but not that he's Jewish. So Lefiza, we can say that every person, we have a suffix, maybe his father is an akum. And if his father is an akum, he requires gerus. So why don't we say that about every person? Chumrah. The answer is we go after the rov, and we say that his father is Jewish. Because on the tzad, I don't know if my father is my father, but I'm assuming that my father is my father. And therefore I don't require gerus, otherwise I'd require gerus. We just go after the rov, rov vila zachar abal. And not that this rov is effective to be motzi mammon, it's not b'tara safik, it's b'tara zvadai. The ikar hadin namar ala rov. All right, what's this ikar din of mammon? This ikar din of mammon is assuming that the person is Jewish. And this din that the person is Jewish is only set up ala rov. If there's a rov that aviv is Yisrael, the Torah is mechayiv to shalim to pay the Torah's vaday, even if Bamis' his father is a goy. And since this din was set ala rov, the Torah's vaday, it's not shayich, ein holchem mamon achar rov. Ein holchem mamon achar rov is where you have that in rov cases, he deserves this money. But here the whole din is meyusad based on the fact that is miyusad on the rov. Teres vaday. Meaning, when you gore, and when my axe gores somebody else's axe, I don't know for sure that he's Jewish. So then why do I have to pay him? You should never have to pay, because everybody's a guy. Everybody has a non-Jewish father and requires gerus. Because maybe his father's not Jewish. Avlat kosher areu akum v'ton gerus. So the answer is that we say no. This is miyusad. This din rov is miyusad. This din is miyusad ala rov. The whole din that a person is Jewish is miyusad ala rov, and that's vaday. We assume that he's a vaday Jew. That's why nobody requires gerus. And he's Jewish enough that we consider him a Torah's vaday Jewish, that he gave me motzi mamon. The Ikar Din was set on the rov. That if there's a rov that his father is a Jew, the Torah is mechayev to pay the Torah's vaday. Even if Bemis' father is a guy, we don't care his father is a guy. Because the whole Din was no set ala rov. So since this whole Din was set ala rov, the Torah's vaday, you can't say enoch ha-momen achar rov. And Tosus holds that you go after this rov, not only when the suffix is maybe it's not his father. Any time we have a suffix, maybe he's not a Jew. Rav Shlomo Eger says this about every rov. That every rov we say, it's even if it's from the Mir, we don't care. So we could say that Tosus holds this way, al kopanim. If anyway there's a suffix, whether he's Jewish. Anytime you have a suffix, whether somebody's Jewish. So what do we say? We say that he's Vaday Jew. If you have a Rov Jew, Rov Jews, you say that he's Vaday Jewish. Sigh by the suffix of Dilma Lava of Ivu, and sigh by the suffix of when you found this Tinok Mushlach. So if you have this Tinok Mushlach, Be'er Sherubi Yisrael, you have to pay Tashlumei Nezek. Because since there's a Rov that he's a Yisrael, we say that he's a Vade 100% Yisrael. Even on the tzad that he's a goy, we assume that he's a Yisrael. We don't care. The din says he's Yisrael because we follow the rov. Just like when the suffix is Dilma Lav Aviv, we say that you're right, Dilma Lav Aviv, but 100% he's Jewish, and therefore that's the only way there can be such a case of paying a Jew for damage he did to his axe, because you have to assume that he's that his father is Jewish. Otherwise, he's a goy. So why do you have to pay him without him being misgayer? You have to go to mikvah, tapas dam bris. He doesn't have to do any of that. Why? Because you assume that vade he's a Jew. Because of this rove. And even if he's from the mir, it doesn't matter. This din is miyusa dala rove, and therefore, whether he's a Jew or a goy, he's Jewish. And so too here. When you find this tinok mushlach, Tosis learns that he's a vade Jew. Because you follow the rove. Just like you follow the rove that he's Jewish by the suffix of Dilma Lav Avivhu, maybe his father isn't Jewish. So too, when it comes to this Tinok Mushlach, say if it's most people who are Jewish, so you say that he's 100% of a Jew. And therefore the Mazik has to pay him a Taras Vada, even if Bamis is a guy. How do we explain the Magid Mishnah? Magid Mishnah we can explain by saying that he argues and he holds that in such a case you don't go after the Rov, because he holds that an Akum Abel Bas Yisrael of Lat Kosher Bahavi Yisrael Gomer. So there's no suffix by regular person whether or not he's Jewish. And Memela Gabetino Kamushlach, that there is a suffix, we go back to the regular klal of Ein Hocham Amanach HaRov. Or he holds, like the Rashi that we mentioned, that no, you're right, every person there is a suffix. Maybe his father's not Jewish, and therefore he's not Jewish. But that only, the fact that you have to pay him Bataras Vada is only there. But here you have another suffix. Nimsa tinok beir sheish ba'akum. So you can't be mechayev the mazik to pay b'taras vaday, because that wasn't mischadish in the Torah to be mechayev the mazik afal atzad sheniz a goy. Linyan that rov ain ocham imamanach harov. Only linyan the rov of dilma lav aviv, but not linyan the rov of most people in town are Jewish. Therefore, you wouldn't have to pay if it's Rov Yisrael and our ox gored his ox. Vadvarim hayu niflaim. And Mirtz Hashem, we will hopefully continue Gli Neder. Be Gevaldik if we did. Mishm Zoch Alumo Du Lamed Lashm Alasa Vakamis Kalabay Samu Tarasa Vyahava Amen Vyamen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.